Hare Krishna. So Arjuna has given four reasons to Krishna for not fighting. He started with the first one, compassion to all the relatives. How can I kill my own relatives? Second, if my relatives are killed, how will I enjoy the kingdom that I have conquered? Loss of enjoyment was the second reason. Third reason, if I kill my own kinsmen, sin will overcome us. We have to suffer in hell forever. Third reason he gave, that sins will overcome us. And fourth one, he said, was if we destroy the family traditions, if we destroy the elders in the family, what will happen? Unwanted progeny will manifest. And when unwanted progeny comes up, irreligion will be predominant and there will be lots of havoc in the entire society. Jati dharma, kula dharma will be destroyed. The forefathers will remain in hell forever, and we have to suffer hellish life for being the cause of this. Now, finally, in verse number 43, Arjuna is trying his best to tell Krishna that we shouldn't fight. So let's see verse number 43. Utsanna kula dharmanam manushyanam janardhana नरके नियतं वासो भवतीत्या अनुशुश्रुमा. सो हियर अर्जुन इज सेइंग इति शुश्रुमा इति अनुशुश्रुमा. आई हैव दस हर्ड फ्रॉम डिसिप्लिक सक्सेशन. व्हाट हैव यू हर्ड? उत्सन्न कुल धर्माणां मनुष्याणां, दोज पीपल और दोज हुज कुल धर्माणां, द फैमिली ट्रेडिशंस are utsanna, spoiled or destroyed. What happens to such people? Oh Janardana, such people will narake niyatam vaso. Eternally they will reside in hell. That will be their place of residence. So, oh Janardana, hope you remember the meaning of Janardana. Oh Janardana, so we shouldn't fight. So like this, Arjuna tried convincing Krishna from verse number 39 to this verse 43. Now let's try to understand the deeper aspects of this verse. Now here we see that Arjuna is using this word or phrase very nicely. That is iti anu shushruma. He's saying that thus I have heard from the disciplic succession. So Arjuna is not saying that I feel, O Krishna. He's not saying that. He's saying I have heard from the authorities. This is a very, very important point when it comes to spiritual life. Very, very simple example I would like to give here. Suppose I want to learn what is A plus B the whole square. Now I cannot just close my eyes and say, I feel according to my opinion A plus B the whole square should be. No. I have to approach the authority of that particular subject matter and ask, can you please tell me what is A plus B the whole square? Or refer to a book, authorized bona fide book, which can give me the solution of this A plus B the whole square, right? Similarly, when it comes to Bhagavad Gita, we have to approach an authority. It's not about we read some shloka and then start thinking, oh, this might be like this, this might be like that. According to me, this is my opinion. This doesn't work in spiritual life. So what is important in spiritual life is iti anu shushruma. We have to hear from the authorities. Authorities, the ones who are realized in this particular subject matter. The subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. This is what Arjuna is saying. A very, very important learning for all of us. And the next thing that is mentioned here is, who will reside in hell? That is very, very important. One statement that is made here is, one who is always engaged in sinful activities must utilize the process of atonement called prayaschitta. So in human life, but obvious, sins will be committed. Knowingly, unknowingly, surely this will happen. So there are various methods of prayaschitta or atonement that is given in Shastra. There are various yajnas, there are various worships, there are various austerities and penances that can be performed to atone for those sinful activities. But then, in this age of Kali, in this age of Kali Yuga, now where is the time for all this? We are busy in our own world, in our day-to-day life. So how to get rid of the sins is a question. A very nice shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. So the shloka says, Agyanad athava agyanad uttama shloka namayat sankirtitam agham pumso dahed edho yathanalah. A very beautiful shloka. So it says that agyanad athava agyanad, knowingly or unknowingly, uttama shloka namayat sankirtitam. If we chant the holy names of Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, what happens? Dahed edho yathanalaha. All the agam, all the sins that a person has committed, pumso, all the sins that a person has committed, which might be like huge mountain, all that will get burnt. Dahed edho yathanalaha. How will it get burnt? Like the fire burns the dried grass. Isn't this very wonderful? It's a very, very simple means to get rid of sins in this age of Kali. Just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can easily get rid of all the sins that the person might have committed throughout his lifetime. So in this way, Arjuna is telling Krishna that, O Janardhana, this is what I've heard from disciplic succession, and I think we should follow this. We shouldn't fight. We shouldn't kill our own kinsmen. So let's see, in the next few verses, what does Arjuna decide? Because the next few verses are the deciding verses. Will he fight or will he not fight? Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.